covers. His name is Sam the Beard Guy.
Follow him. I think you've shown some of his stuff.
Yeah. This is Goodness of God. Just lo-fi version. Keys. So he uses it as an intro. Alright. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to Daily Bread Podcast. I am your host, Faitele Ferretti, and I am joined tonight by my host, my lovely wife,
Janice Ferretti.
Janice Ferretti. And it's been a long time coming. Welcome to episode one.
Yes, the pilot episode.
The pilot. I don't know why they call it the pilot episode. I just seen it one time on a vlog that he had to do shoot the pilot episode, and there was this, the first episode. So we'll get some facts around that. But welcome.
I think I heard something about it. Like, it's the same with like series, you know, TV series.
Oh yeah, episode
the pilot is the pilot. Yeah.
Oh, why though? Why?
I think it's because it's the first one that takes off. Like you're the pilot. I don't know.
Are you talking? Are you sure?
That's my own analogy of it.
All right, here we go.
No, but I did hear something about it, but I've forgotten.
We'll find out. We'll find out about it. Why is it called a pilot episode? But this is episode one of the podcast, the latest podcast to drop. Where's the fire stuff? We'll sort that out later. But welcome. It is awesome to have you and the 1 million that are listening and watching. Honey, how do you feel?
I'm feeling nervous but excited, and yeah, everything.
Everything, hey. I'm actually feeling, yeah, same. I'm really excited. I'm a bit wired at the moment because I'm really, really nervous. But I don't know. When I get nervous, I seem to...
Wired?
Like wired, that? Yeah, you know, wired.
It's because like you got wires.
No. I'm like just, I'm pumped. I'm amped. Okay. I'm amped. For this, because it's a space that we've never been in.
Mm.
I've been a guest on a podcast, so you have. Yes. You have too. Shout out to the Link Duo, and shout out to the Also Table Talk podcast. Some of the podcasts that have gone before us. It's our turn to have a dig. So you said that you were nervous. Is one of the emotions that you had. You want to share on that? Like, why? What makes you nervous?
I guess it's the platform that we're on it's a huge responsibility. So what you say is it can weigh heavy on anyone. And I guess I think that what I have to say, like, what have I got to bring to the table? Like, what have I got to say that's going to add value or impact someone? And, yeah, that's my doubts, that I don't have anything to say. I don't have anything to bring to the table.
Oh, I'm very much the same. Mm. I'm always, like, I love conversations. I love talking to people and... this is going to test a new, like, I guess, muscle for us.
Mm-hmm.
Is like we're literally just talking about subjects and things. But I guess the comfort here is that we're going to talk about things that we're passionate about.
Yeah.
So, one, God. And then everything that trickles down from there is how God's presence in everything, whether it was our marriage, our daughter, our business. So I think that's what comforts me in coming in a bit nervous, a bit scared, is that we're just here to amplify, we're here to share and multiply God's word with everyone. So I think if we do that, we should be all good, yeah? The excited part of you coming into this space, what are you excited about?
I think just going on to what you said, about, you know, us, our marriage and sharing that. I think I'm excited, like two things I'm excited about is one of them is just to see our dynamics Because everyone knows that you're the extrovert of our relationship and the introverted one. But there are moments where I'm not as introverted.
Yeah.
Like you've seen me in my extrovertedness.
Bloom. Bloom.
But yeah, I usually share that to people that I get to know like closer and closer.
Yeah.
And they get to see that part of me. Yeah. And I'm excited to see that come out, I guess. And
I'll share a little bit about that, eh? Oh, first fight coming up now. round one. No, I'll share on that, Janice. You saying that you were an extrovert, or you're the extrovert in our relationship. I agree. I remember when we would go to church together, and straight after church, she'd just want to go. She just want to gap it, and I'm the type that I'd stick around and talk to everyone and anyone that I could, and I'd often be like looking around, where's Janice? And she's either texting me saying I'm in the car or she's like just gone. But
I guess it's like,
yeah,
our upbringing too, like,
yeah.
When growing up, that's like what we did as a family. Like my parents, like we, you know, straight after church finished, we just left. Like,
yeah,
there was no hanging around much. Or
what about now?
Now, yeah, we hang around.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've noticed that you like talking to people, hanging around, and most of the time we hang around to see what everyone's plans are.
Yeah, what's everyone's?
Yeah,
plans?
Like, oh, we're going to lunch somewhere. We don't hit up a park or a picnic. But yeah, I love the fact that when we started dating, obviously, because this is, I don't want this to sound weird, but I've shared this with a couple of friends of mine, that when I married you, I took you on as a project. I've shared this with you, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like once you marry someone, or even in the dating stages, that person is your project, because you want that person to flourish. You want that person to grow. You want that person to, like, move forward in life. And I've always seen you as my project. And, like, even with those little things, like you being saying you're the extrovert or introvert, in my mind I'm like, yeah, watch this. Yeah. I'm like, you're not going to be an introvert for much longer. And I've seen it, like in so many of our social situations, like, you're totally a different person. And I hope that, like, for those who, oh, here we go, there's a disclaimer. We better put the disclaimer out now. We're not professionals.
No, we are not counselors. We have
degrees.
Doctors.
Doctors, don't listen to us for any financial advice. We're just sharing God, what He's taught us, what He's brought us to and through the space of podcasting. So that's our disclaimer. I just want to say, yeah, if we step on any toes or say anything wrong, we'll be the first ones to put up our hands and say, my bad. Let's have a conversation about it. But yeah, I always thought my wife is going to be my project, because that fact of just forwarding them. Is that a word? Forwarding them? Forwarding them?
Yeah, you forward me like an email. He has this large folder of all my files for the projects that he's been working on me.
That's my project.
We're still working on the jokes.
Okay, anyway, stop it. So yeah, so I would love to hope that I'm your project. And so many ways you've taught me so much. So I think that's another...
What was that? Sorry.
Nah, too late. No, I'm serious. You've taught me so much. And that's to stamp out your first comment of, what do I have to say? Because you've said a lot in my life.
Same for you, huh?
Yeah, so stop it.
You've changed me a lot. Honestly, I'm not the same person. I've said this before. I'm not the same person that I was when I met Pumbaa. For the first time, and not the same person when I dated him, not the same person when I married him, and I'm a different person now that we've got a child.
Because the second we start remaining the same, I think that's dangerous. I honestly feel that's dangerous. So if you let me remain the same, hun, you're not doing your job.
Sorry.
Shout out to the project. Project husband, project wife.
Mm.
I hope, if you're courting someone. Yeah, because remember that time when we were chilling out at your parents' house and then your mom said in Samoan, oh, it's not good to date long? I thought that was the biggest push hint ever. But, man, I thank God that she was like that. Because, because when we got married, I was like, I remember my brother goes, when I told him that I bought the ring, he goes, man, watch this. When you get married, you think you love her, you're going to love her even more. And it happened. I was like, man, this is mad. Why didn't I do it earlier? So.
Yeah, and same when you like have a kid too.
Yeah.
Like when you have a baby, you think you love your partner, but no, you love them even more so because.
You love her more now.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
You think you love your round partner two. Then, but I love you even more we've had a child together. You know what I mean? I know what you mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jelly bean?
Again, we're working on the jokes. Daily Bread Podcast.
Yes, sorry. So that was the first thing that I was excited about, like seeing our dynamics. But also, I'm excited to see the guests that come on our show. Yes, our show. Welcome to the show. The project. No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, the Daily Bread Podcast. There we go.
Daily Bread Podcast.
I'm just hearing their stories and connecting with them and Anaya seeing them as well.
Yeah.
As she grows.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for that too. I came in nervous and excited the same as you, but I think that's everything we do, especially if it's new. And I honestly feel those two work really well together because you're nervous because it's something new, but you're excited because you don't know what's to come or what can be of it, the potential of it. So, man, here we go. Episode 1, the pilot the pilot of Daily Bread Podcast. And the name Daily Bread Podcast.
Yes. How did that come about?
It came about one morning. I was with my client. I'm a youth worker. And I was with my client and we were desperate for bread. And in New Zealand, it's called a bakery. That's where you get your bread and, you know, all the other little bits. But here in Australia, it's called hot bread. And they're called hot breads. So we're driving around. I think it was a morning, early in the morning, and we just wanted hot bread. So we're driving around really desperate, Googling, Google Maps, trying to find our local hot bread. And it got a bit crazy, he's a 15-year-old. He was going crazy that how desperate we were to find this bread. And it made me think, how desperate I'm to find this bread. Am I desperate? Am I the same? Like, do I have the same desperation? Is that a word? Mm-hmm. Desperation for having the connection with God. Like, we were going crazy trying to look for this bread. Yeah. Do I have that same want for God? So that kind of changed into from a thought to a design. And then just last night, we released a drop on Rain Apparel through Rain Apparel. And one of the hoodies we released was Your Daily Bread. Just emphasis on the word daily. And it's from, what was the... Matthew. It was in Matthew. It's the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, it's 6, I think, or something.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give today our daily bread as we forgive those who sin against us. Yeah? Give us today our daily bread. And I love the fact that it says daily because daily is a reoccurrence. It's a constant
ongoing thing.
You're right, 100%. So when I look at my journey and I question myself, am I desperate for that connection daily? Do I want it daily, or is it more weekly, or is it more on a Saturday or a Sunday when we go to church?
Or when we're in trouble.
Or when we need money.
Guilty.
Or when we need petrol. You know, so that's where the design came from. And then light bulb moment was when I was trying to look for a podcast name. Bang, bang.
And what were the names that you came up with?
The previous
that?
Names, I had three, I think. One was called The Highlight Podcast. And we've taken that name and we're just going to embed it into our episodes, because The Highlight Podcast was just highlighting God's presence in our lives. So that's here now. I feel like it's part of it.
Mm.
The other one was At Your Service Podcast, because we wanted to serve in a way.
Yep.
And we wanted to serve in the podcast space. But I feel that we're serving people, you know, some gyms or some bars.
Mm, and wasn't that name already taken?
Yeah, it was taken by, fact check me on this, but I believe it was JoJo. You know, the R&B artist? JoJo, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's Just Too Little Too Late, that one.
Sing it?
It's just a little too late.
Wait, upper key? Yes. Yes. Eh. Yes. Yeah, JoJo.
Me, I'll show you.
I think it was her podcast, but so that's how we landed on Daily Bread Podcast. Mm. And who
I like it. I love it.
You love bread.
Yes, I can eat 6 slices in the morning if I'm really hungry, but I can eat a whole loaf, honestly. If I'm
technically, like me and my brother, you have a sandwich.
Growing up, yeah, me and my brother, we used to toast a whole loaf and then put butter and
just
Marmite on it. And it was just like a stack on a.
Yeah.
And we'd just eat it and watch TV.
Dangerous.
That's why, you know, our bodies are built the way they are right now.
Well, you said I look like a loaf of bread.
No, me and my brother.
You said Murphy looks like a loaf of. Oh. No. Jeez, she's out to get people tonight.
Okay.
Anyway, but that's how we landed on Daily Bread Podcast. We can't wait to move forward and, man, just record. Have a dig.
Have a dig.
Have a dig, have a go, and see where we'll land. Have a dig, mate. Yeah. But, okay, so you came in, we both came in nervous and excited. You mentioned something that I am excited about too, is the guests that we could possibly have on.
Mm.
Name one guest that you would love to have on.
One guest local or
any?
Just any guest.
Any.
Ooh.
Tomorrow, if you were to record an episode tomorrow and they're just going to walk through the door, who is it?
Alive or?
Anyone.
Jesus. Those ones.
Yeah.
Probably Myron Golden.
Yep.
He's a businessman who follows Christian values and goes by the Bible, you know. Solomon.
Shout out to Solomon. Myron. Yeah.
Yep.
So he's got a YouTube?
Yeah, he's got a YouTube. Mainly YouTube he does.
Yep.
But he's got other social medias, yeah.
Awesome. Mine would be someone I know, someone we do life with. His name is Azora.
Mm.
He's our pastor. Whenever we chat, but there's sometimes we have deeper chats.
Yep.
And I just know that the time restrains us from going further and further. But I'd love to have him on and just interview him and kind of get to know him. He's a really good storyteller.
Yeah, he is.
And the way he delivers the word, very palatable. Like that word? Palatable?
Yeah.
Spell it. Nah, anyway. All right. So, yeah. That's what we want to do here in this space, is highlight God within all our journeys, within Janice's journey, within mine, within our guests, even us as a married, you know, husband and wife, mother and father. That's what we want to do, is highlight God's presence and how we've moved from A to B to C, and continue to journey along with each other.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's about. Mm. But in every episode, as we build, we'll start formulating what the episode would look like. But we really wanted to chuck in a segment called Bread of Life. Is that it? No, no,
bread
no, no,
of
no,
the
no.
day.
Oh my gosh, I'm so
bread of life.
Bread, bread of the day.
That can work too.
Sorry, my bad. But today's bread of the day is going to be shared by my lovely wife, and yeah, so let's have a listen.
Today's bread of the day comes from John 6, I think it is. Yeah, John 6, verse 15 to 21. And it's about Jesus walking on water. So the disciples, they go on a boat and they're on the way to Capernaum to meet Jesus. And along the way, they get caught in a storm. And I love the story how Jesus meets them halfway. He meets them on the water and he starts walking on the water. And the disciples get scared, but Jesus reassures them that, don't be scared, it's me, it's I'm here with you. And that's the same with us when we get caught in our own storms in life, or we are caught in a struggle. Jesus meets us where we are at, and he meets us in our struggle. And he sees us and he reassures us, you know, don't worry, I got your back, I got you. And the disciples' response to that was that they received Jesus into the boat. And as soon as they received Jesus, he immediately took them to the land, away from the storm. And that's the same with us in our situations when we are caught in the storm or caught in our struggle. We need to receive Jesus. We need to bring Jesus in that situation and receive him in and say, Lord, I choose you. I choose you today in this, whatever it is that you're going through. And immediately, Jesus will take us to where we need to be.
Nice.
Bread of the day.
Bread of the day. And wherever that needs to be for you and for me, I hope that's a place of learning. I hope that's a place of joy and growth, because so many times we think God's going to take us to the answer. So many times we expect God to take us, oh, just take us through this journey and put us at the finish line. But so many times God just needs us to be in a place of patience, or a place of joy, or a place of unlearning, or even a place like the gym.
Yes, I need to see the gym.
But wherever that place is, I hope that we can find peace there and know that we need to be there for a reason. Mm. So shout out to Jesus. Mm. Shout out to Jesus.
Shout out to Jesus.
But hey, that is our pilot episode. We took off and
clipped our wings.
Yeah. Man, I'm still nervous. Mm. But like a happy, excited nervous.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, I'm more excited than nervous.
Cool.
Episode the nerves two. Are making me excited.
We have no idea what episode two looks like.
Yes.
And that's the beauty of it.
Could be a guest. It could be just Pumbaa. God. Could be me. I don't know.
God, download something into our hearts. And whoever it is, let's just walk in faith. Mm. Yeah? But everyone?
Yeah.
We're signing out.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. All you 1 million viewers, listeners on Spotify, YouTube, those are our platforms. And yep. Then a couple of shorts on Instagram and TikTok. God bless. We love you.
Over and out.
Over and out.
God bless.